Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 10th, 2021. I'm Rich Drappolino. Google will bring the Play Games app to Windows PCs in 2022, letting Windows 10 and 11 users play Android games. Players will be able to resume games on a PC after playing them on an Android device or Chromebook. Games will run locally. Google developed this as a native Windows app and doesn't use the Windows subsystem for Android. Internal Microsoft emails disclosed as part of the Epic versus Apple trial showed that in March 2020, Microsoft proposed creating individual apps for Apple's App Store to stream games, including exclusive AAA Xbox games. Microsoft told The Verge that Apple rejected these proposals as it required every game to include a full streaming stack rather than using a single app for stream tech in addition to the game apps that Microsoft proposed. Apple said it denied the proposal due to failure to comply to rules on in-app purchases. Meta has opened its VR social platform Horizon Worlds to all Quest users in the US and Canada 18 years old or older. Users will need a Facebook account and can then hang out with up to 20 people at a time. The focus is on social interactions, but it includes a Roblox or Minecraft-like aspect that lets users build things and also has sub-games like a battle royale shooter. For building things, it offers something called script blocks, which are kind of a low-code way to add interactions to objects. Meta makes these types of script blocks by request and plans to release a free library of them. Lord Chief Justice Lord Burnett of the UK's High Court in London ruled WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange can be extradited to the US. In January 2021, District Judge Vanessa Beritster denied extradition on mental health grounds. Assange is expected to appeal the decision. Facebook announced two new tests of live chat support features for English-speaking users. One provides live chat support for creators who don't have an assigned relationship manager for things like questions about new features and payouts. The other provides chat help for those who've been locked out of their accounts. Google acknowledged an issue that caused calls to emergency services on Android 10 devices and up to fail when the Microsoft Teams app was installed. Google said this occurred under a limited set of circumstances and only occurred when users installed Teams but were not logged in. Google and Microsoft are prioritizing an update to resolve the issue. Instagram rolled out an end-of-year retrospective feature called Playback. This will choose 10 of your stories throughout the year to share, although users can edit these from their stories archive. For years, Microsoft has pushed notices through its network when it detects someone running an unauthorized copy of Office, warning of security risks and pirated copies, and encouraging them to get a legitimate copy. Now Microsoft is pushing a message with a link to get 50% off a Microsoft 365 subscription. This brings it down to $35 a year, or $50 a year for a family subscription. Google introduced the cinematic effect in Google Photos at the end of 2020, which turns a 2D image into a 3D video, slowly zooming into the subject. Google updated the feature to now use machine learning to simulate background content, letting the virtual camera perform more dramatic zooms and pans. Motorola announced the Moto Edge X30 in China, the first phone to use the new Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 SoC. It includes a 144Hz OLED display, a 60-megapixel front camera, dual 50-megapixel cameras on the back, and a 5,000mAh battery with support for 68-watt fast charging. It starts at 2,999 yuan, that's about $471, shipping December 15th. It's unclear when it will come to other markets. Oppo announced a foldable smartphone called the Oppo Find N. It looks similar to the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold, with a large internal screen and a smaller outer screen to use when the device is folded. Oppo's external screen looks a little bit more like a typical smartphone than the tall, thin Fold 3 screen does. More details are expected when the Oppo Find N launches on December 15th, the second of Oppo's Inno Days, where it shows off its concept devices like a phone with a retractable camera. And finally, as part of the proposals included in the Florida state budget for 2022, Governor Ron DeSantis proposed pilot programs to let businesses pay state fees in cryptocurrency, as well as distribute Medicaid payments and pay vehicle titles. Ohio became the first state to let businesses make tax payments in cryptocurrency back in 2018, although the program remained suspended due to concerns about not meeting state standards. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.